Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Happy Monday to you from all of us here at the Mormon Channel. We hope you're having a great day so far. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. There's a great quote that we want to start out with today, and it's from Elder David A. Bednar, who is a member of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. And this was a quote he gave at Brigham Young University's Women's Conference, April 29th, 2011. And this is what he said. Ordinary people who faithfully, diligently, and consistently do simple things will bring forth extraordinary results. We wanted to share that quote because there's a story that happened a while ago that you may remember that we'd like to talk about today. The story that we're referring to is back in 1998, there were two missionaries serving in Saratov, Russia, and they were kidnapped. And now Garrett Batty, a filmmaker, has decided to make a film, which is going to be released in theaters this Wednesday, October 9th, about their story and about their faithfulness. We had a chance to sit down with Garrett Batty and ask him about the making of this film as well as the true life story, and we wanted to share a portion of that interview with you on the Mormon Channel here today. Ready? Here we go. Garrett, welcome into the Mormon Channel studio.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
We are so happy to have you with us. What was it about this true story that made you want to turn it into a film? I mean, of all the things you could have chosen, you're very talented. What was it about this story that was particularly compelling to you?
Well, I first heard about the story. I mean, it took place in 1998 while I was a film student at BYU. And there had been a lot of discussion at the time, I think, in film classes about stakes, you know, high stakes. And when I'd heard about this story, you know, you see, I think we all see headlines that we click on where the stakes are high, and we're kind of curious about what's happening in this particular news story. I couldn't think of a more dire situation than what was presented in these headlines. And so I followed it. I was very, very intrigued by this story. I thought, wow, you know, this could potentially be a compelling film, a good film. And as the headlines continued to come out and the details of the story continued to come out, it was apparent that this was a very, very cinematic film. It wasn't necessarily a film that is, you know, based on how somebody strengthened their testimony, or I guess films that would be specific to a Mormon audience. I think there was a general interest, and that showed. I mean, this story became this national interest story to the point where President Clinton expresses concern and help for the missionaries. I thought that was very interesting. Little acts of service are being offered on behalf of the families. Oh. So you start to see, okay, some people are fasting and praying for these families. And the next night you see, oh, the families are receiving cards from a Baptist congregation in Alabama, or a candlelight vigil is being held in Wisconsin for this family. And that to me was very compelling. I thought this is a story that transcends any, you know, specific denomination, but it's a story of a gathering of people of faith and this unifying of faith. The reason I wanted to really pursue and make it in a film is, of course, by the end of the week when they reveal what happened at the end and we see uplifting and inspiring headlines, there's potentially a great, great ending there. And I wanted to know what happened in between. And that story hadn't been told yet. What happened from point A, when two missionaries are abducted,
right,
and ransom is demanded, to point B, when it's reported that no ransom is paid and they're released? Something had to happen between there, and I wanted to know how those stakes were heightened and then relieved.
So were you able to meet with each of the missionaries and talk to him about the details of that?
Right, yeah. So in order to research the story, you know, this happened 15 years ago.
Right.
So prior to that, you know, 2 years ago, I reached out to one of the missionaries. I just found his name online and tracked him down and called him up and introduced myself. I'm a local filmmaker, and I'm interested in your story. He couldn't comprehend why anybody would want to make a movie of this.
Interesting.
But he was very, very, very cordial, and he went along with it and said, sure. He said, sure, I think you could do that. He says, I'd have to check with my, you know, the guy that was with me, my companion. I said, oh, okay, can you give him a call up? He says, I haven't talked to him in 13 years.
Oh, wow.
When they came home, they just lost contact with each other, as we all do, you know.
Right,
missionary companion.
That's true, I guess.
So at any rate, we tracked down his companion, and I said, don't talk about your story. Let's just get together for a weekend and go over what happened.
Wow.
And so we connected them both for the first time in 13 years.
Oh,
I sat down with them, and they told me elements of this story that were just unbelievable, completely cinematic and really, really fascinating.
Well, and it sounds like it was a really joyful reunion for those two, I'm guessing, as well, right?
They tell me that it's changed their lives. They tell me that they speak almost daily now.
Wow.
They've vacationed together.
Aww.
I think it's been a real healing thing for them. They had this, you know, they had suppressed this event in their lives, which is a life-altering event.
Right.
And so it certainly affected them daily. But now I think it's affecting them in a positive manner.
And it's about to affect a lot of people. I think you walk away from that, even though it was a difficult situation, you walk away from it uplifted. The story is uplifting.
It's hard to believe that it would be, but
it really is.
It really is.
Mm-hmm. I think anybody who is a former missionary maybe sits there and thinks, what if that would have happened to me? What if that would have been me that would have occurred to, or something like that happened? But it is so amazing how they respond to the situation. And I think ultimately that's what's so great about it. There's one moment in there where the missionaries are reflecting on what Jesus Christ has suffered for them and what he went through for all of us, actually. And one of the missionaries says about Jesus Christ, but he loved his father. Can you tell us about that scene? Because it's a powerful moment, I thought, in the film.
Sure. Yeah, people are responding really well to that scene. And essentially, I mean, we needed to establish who these elders were and why they were there. I think from a Mormon perspective, we understand why people serve missions and what compels young men and women to submit their papers and essentially submit their lives to the will of the Lord. And I wanted to show that in a dialogue way in which hopefully other people could understand, that other people of faith could understand why, you know, we serve missions. So we had that scene in there. The two elders have been abducted. They're starting to understand that they potentially might not get out of this situation, and they have a true moment of kind of telling why they each came to serve.
Oh, that's wonderful. So what do you hope that audiences take away from this movie?
I hope they go see it because they want to be entertained. It's a movie being released in theaters, and the theaters are where we go primarily for entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
So we tried to take every approach we could to make sure that this movie, from first frame to last frame of credits, was entertaining and just kept your attention. So I hope that they take that away.
It does, and I think they will.
Okay. That's good. And then I think with any movie, I hope they get out of it whatever their level of engagement is. So if they want to go be entertained and that's about all they want to invest into it, then I hope we meet that. If they want to go to be, you know, to be enlightened a little bit, we provide that cinematic experience, and then I hope we provide a spiritual experience where they can come out of a movie theater saying that was an uplifting, inspiring movie. And if they say, you know, if they come out saying missionaries are protected by the hand of God, then I think that's a powerful moment. That's one we'd like to try to provide for them. And then finally, we want to provide a social experience as well. Ideally, they'd come out of the movie and they'd talk about it and they'd share it and they'd say, what did you think? Would we have acted the same way those characters did and whatnot? So again, it's their level of engagement, but I hope it's a good experience for people.
I think it will be. It's such a refreshing thing to go into a movie theater and be uplifted and see something clean and walk away feeling like you're a better person than when you went in. That was a wonderful thing and something that doesn't happen often to us in movies, I don't think. Well, so thank you.
Well, good. Well,
fabulous.
Well, good. That's wonderful to hear. Thank you.
Is there anything else? Anything else we haven't touched on that maybe might be interesting?
As we've now started to release this story, it's been wonderful to hear the feedback and the support and really, really hear who this story did affect. Because at the time, in 1998, it became a national story. And the headlines, you know, I've got in my stacks of newspapers headlines that credit the faith of the nation. Mm. They credit the outcome of this story to the faith of believers everywhere, which is really neat. And I think that that's, hopefully that's what we come away with.
It was such a neat thing to see all of the different religions that were so supportive in offering their faith, like you said. I think that was really heartwarming to see that this outpouring of support. You imagine, you know, if you were a parent and that had happened to your child, just that warmth of people's faith and prayers and what that does for you when you're in that type of dire situation. That's wonderful. I'm glad that that's brought out in the film as well.
Yeah, that was a detail that definitely came through all the research, and the families wanted that known, that it was from all sorts of people of faith that they felt support and love. And I think often we read headlines about people and maybe we just click on the next headline, but hopefully we can say, you know, if this person is in peril or in need or hoping for support, what is one little thing that we could do, whether it be a phone call like you see in the movie or a card or, you know, some grand gesture, whatever you can do. You know, we should do that as people of faith.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, Garrett, thank you for coming into the studio today. We're so grateful to have you here. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
It was great having Garrett in the studio with us here at the Mormon Channel. And shortly after our interview, probably the next day, we received a phone call asking if we'd want to interview the two missionaries. And when we first got the call, we were thinking it was the two men who played the part of the missionaries in the movie. But it was actually a call to interview the two original missionaries, the missionaries that had been kidnapped. So now you're going to be really excited about tomorrow's show. But on tomorrow's show, we're going to play a portion of our interview with those two missionaries that we had in the Mormon Channel studio here recently. It was amazing to sit down with them. And they're just two ordinary men. And they say that in the interview. We're just ordinary people. We didn't expect this to happen to us. But they're men full of faith and faithfulness. And you think about the fact that they were willing to die because of their faith in Christ. So anyway, without saying anything else, that's tomorrow's show. We're looking forward to it. We hope that you'll join us here on Mormon Channel Daily for that show. And thank you for being with us today. If you have any suggestions, comments, or feedback about the show, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. And you can always post on our Facebook wall as well. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is a medley of Chopin's Nocturne in D-flat and Nearer My God to Thee. And this is featuring Josh Wright. It's a lovely song. We hope you enjoy it. Thanks again for being with us. Have a great day.